Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Superman story arc.
Well, it's Superman and Friends.
What?
Wait, isn't that an actual thing, though?
That is an actual thing. So let's just hop back into it. This is, you know, Action Comics 583, I believe.
I didn't even look. Yep. I couldn't tell you.
So let's go ahead and go. Obviously, previously, Superman did things.
I was just going to point out the whole story that Lois told in the previous issue.
Uh-huh.
She still hadn't gotten this dude his cup of coffee yet.
Well, that can't be true. I could have swore she gave it to him.
I didn't say she didn't give it to him. I just said he didn't get his coffee. I don't know what Lois does in her own time.
That has to be the second cup.
Oh, yep. There we go. Because there's the first cup.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways.
That'd be a really bad machine. Futuristic machine.
Right? Took 45 minutes. But it's the best coffee you've ever had because it doesn't taste like coffee.
Maybe. When her husband showed up, did you think anything about that?
Actually, I was like, I expected him to look more, you know, dark-haired and...
Well, that's fair.
But yeah, I figured it was who I thought it was, especially after he makes the comment about us ordinary slobs.
Yeah.
And that's like, huh. Oh, gee, I know who that is.
What are you doing?
You guys don't know who that is.
Human words and your human voice. It's crazy, human. Okay, so we go into this issue. Superman is trying to save everybody.
This part right here where he's blasting the key.
Yep.
At first, I thought he was melting down a gold pyramid, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
Killing.
And I was like, wait a second, that's the key to the Fortress of Solitude.
That only him and Supergirl can lift. The metal is made from some metal off of different planet.
Yeah,
like,
and it
weighs,
like, what, 50,000 tons?
Something like that. So you have to be super strong to even lift it up. But yeah, so...
I just stood underneath it with an erection and I unlocked the door.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Although, I find it funny, though, that he's... not that. No, fuck you. I find it funny that he's melting the key...
with them all locked inside?
They're on the balcony watching him. So he's melting the key to the front door.
But they can get in everywhere.
They can get back in through the balcony. Like, okay.
But only people that can fly.
Oh, what? They can climb.
Or jump. You know, being dropped off by...
Yeah. Parachute
anyways,
down.
But they can't get in the front door, and
nope,
that's the important
nope.
part.
Fortress is locked down. It's fine.
It was a symbolic meltdown. But here's a real question.
Okay.
If that key actually did weigh that much, it would have fallen through the ice and snow in the Arctic as soon as they put it down every fucking time. They'd have to literally dive down to the bottom of the Arctic Ocean to pick it up.
There's a story later on where he actually has, like, a mat and the key, not that key, but, like, an actual, like, house key in there, weighing the same amount, like, still made from that,
whatever metal it is.
And it's under the mat.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
all
whatever.
Joking aside.
Uh-huh, sure. We get Brainiac and Luther, Luthiac, however you want to call it, Brainilex, with the Kryptonic Man, or Kryptonite Man. They meet up with the Legion of Superheroes, which are the future...
Legion of Supervillains.
Supervillains, sorry, thank you. Which are the villainous versions of the Legion of Superheroes.
So is it like what the Legion of Doom's bad guys?
Kind of. Just in the future. Yeah, Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Anyways.
Yeah, it's...
Bad guys. They look generic.
I won't say generic, but
they
definitely...
look cookie cutter generic.
Well, they're just... Okay, so it's like Lightning Lass and then Lightning Lord.
Yeah.
And then...
Wait, I thought he died.
Lightning Lass?
No, Lightning Lord. Isn't that the dude that the whole planet just got destroyed and they saved his wife? Maybe I'm thinking somebody else.
You're thinking of Lady Cork and...
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I don't know.
This is a Thunder Lord.
Again,
or something
this
like that.
Is a imaginary terror, remember?
All right, yeah. So
this never happened.
So look, Brainiac, and then they start attacking the dome that's over the fort.
Yeah, they the these guys put up a dome around the fortress, and the heroes are trying to get in, but they can't.
I love how Batman and Robin are sitting there with sticks poking it.
Yep. And everybody else is trying to hit it, and nothing's happening. Ultimately, we get...
somebody that was smart enough to just dig underneath it and get inside. Oh, wait. Never mind. None of them were that smart. That's right.
80s, man.
Right? 80s. If we put it on the surface, they can't get underneath. It's brilliant. Well, it says it's a dome. It doesn't say it's a sphere.
I was going to say, it's got to go biodome, but I can't remember anything for biodome.
Just because we're in a bubble doesn't mean we can't cause any trouble. There you go. There's your biodome reference.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I also like how he's walking around with the statue this whole time. Like,
well, that's the only Emmy I've
ever won.
Oh, God. All right, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did he win one finally?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Oh. Yeah. It wasn't that important to me.
Oh.
Sorry, Leo, if you're listening.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Not sorry.
He's having, like, Superman's having a troubled time trying to figure out what's happening. Because he knows something big is coming. Not only did the Legion of Superheroes basically spell it out for him, but he just...
It was nice knowing you, Superman. Here's a trophy.
Yeah, basically.
Everybody gets a participation trophy. Oh, here you go.
So he's talking to Perry. While he's doing that, we've got Lana and Jimmy.
Dude, this is the best part of the thing right here was when Lana stripped down and jumped in. Like, and then Jimmy, of course, turns his head. Weirdo. No.
Oh, Jimmy. But I like how they have... Superman just has all these powers... ability to have powers just laying around his fortress.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay, because he's the only person that ever goes there, you know? So, like, he's not worried about
it. That's not true. He brought Lois there all the time.
Maybe he had to give her superpowers to... Makes sense. Otherwise, he'd, you know, blow out her back door, literally.
All right, mall rats.
I thought that was talking about punching through her stomach.
Either way... So they get powers, they go out to try and protect the fortress from the villains.
Nobody loved him better than them.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I like how Lana ends up killing Lex, but Brainiac is still kind of alive.
Dude, I love how she walks up there and just bitch slaps Krypton Man. Kryptonite Man.
Boom. You want to see some... Yeah, never mind.
No, hey, what?
Well, I'll say... In my rewatch of Star Wars before Episode 9, I was in the middle of watching Return of the Jedi, and Han Solo gets bitch slapped by a stormtrooper. Like, knocks him off the ground, bitch slapped. It was pretty
nice.
Great. What ends up happening is both Lana and Jimmy die.
Yeah,
that's basically it. Yep. Perry reconciles with his wife because they were having some trouble.
But see, this lightning dude right here, this is the one I was talking about. That made me think of the dude that...
The guy from Earth,
yep.
P, or wherever the heck Earth that was.
Yeah.
Lady Quark's husband, which...
Late husband.
I don't know if we ever see her ever again.
So then it was just kind of pointless for her to be in there at all.
Maybe?
Anyways.
I don't know.
But they kill, you know, Elastilad and...
Yeah,
Lana
and what was Jimmy.
Lana's...
I don't give a fuck.
Anyways.
Then we've got the Kryptonite Man busting in and Krypto sacrificing himself to take out Kryptonite Man, which that was actually kind of sad.
Yeah, it was really sad. Especially when he turns green and dies.
Yeah, because Kryptonite poisoning. The Legion of Supervillains mistakenly let Superman know that Lana's dead. And Superman's like,
you're all gonna die.
You. And yeah, so they get out as quick as they can. Brainiac, because Luthor is dead, he can't. Rigor mortis sets in.
He can't
do anything.
So he just falls over, and then the little helmet thing the Brainiac helmet like runs away.
Yep.
On its little tentacles.
And then this gives Superman enough knowledge, I guess, to realize who's behind everything.
Lickspittle.
Mixie Piddlick.
Yeah, Lick Spittalick.
Sure.
He licks the spit on dick. That's
oh,
what
Jesus
his name
Christ.
Is. Look at him. Come on.
Now, this is not what he normally looks like.
Okay.
He's usually like, he's an imp from the fifth dimension.
Yeah. I knew this from Supergirl.
Yeah, but he's actually like
tiny.
3 feet tall.
Okay.
He's not
a normal
6 foot
size.
Handsome like Supergirl was. He does.
Supergirl's not 6 foot. I know.
Shut up. Yeah. he does still have the bowler hat.
Super hot, though.
He is very
Melissa
hot.
Benoit.
Yeah.
Benoit.
I don't know.
Melissa French last name. You're hot. Just saying.
He still has a bowler hat, and his clothing is more happy, purple, like orange coloring.
Okay.
Yeah, this one he's dark colors because I guess now he wants to spend the next 100 years
these
being evil.
These couple centuries, he got tired of being funny and jovial, and now he's an asshat.
Yeah, literally. And Superman, still carrying the Emmy.
Yeah.
You know, realizes what he has to do, and because the statue itself is holding the Phantom Zone projector.
Yep.
So he realizes.
I thought he was holding a spotlight.
It kind of does look like that.
I thought it was maybe like, you know, hey, don't worry, Batman's still here. Wouldn't that be funny shit?
So he knows that he has to go grab the Phantom Zone projector and basically send Mixie to the Phantom Zone. Mixie knows this and
says his name backwards because that's the only thing that can send him back to the zone, and what, destroys himself because he splits himself in half.
What happens as he's going back and Superman flips the switch, it was too late. Half of him goes back to the fifth dimension, the other half goes to the Phantom Zone.
Yep.
And he'd be dead.
This I have a question about. What the hell is gold kryptonite?
So gold kryptonite,
I mean, I know I've seen it in like the Supergirl show. I didn't know what the hell it was.
It makes him human.
Oh, so like in number 2 Superman movie, like Christopher Reeves, that's what happens to Zod and the gang, except it's pink light that blasts down on them.
Yeah. Anyway. So Superman 2 had some problems by itself.
Fuck you. Superman 2 is a great movie.
Oh,
fuck
no, it's a great movie, but it still has some problems.
Well, yeah, it was made in the 80s.
Yeah. Actually, I think about 86. 86, maybe 87.
It had to have been before that.
83 was the first one, I believe.
So then it was probably like 85, maybe 84. Oh, hell. Hey, Charlie. Superman number 2 on the shelf over there. Hand it to me, please. I didn't buy 3 or 4 because...
you don't need to. It's fine. I didn't either, and I'm a Superman guy.
1978, 1980.
Oh,
I
was way off.
Yeah. Superman 1 was in 1978, Superman 2 was in 1980. I knew it had to have come out before 85 and 86 because I had a VHS tape of it I used to watch when I was little, and I watched it until it, you know, destroyed itself.
Well, yeah, because those easily got destroyed.
Anyways.
So he walks into this room with the gold kryptonite, never to be seen again.
I never saw Superman again, is what she says.
Well, but nobody saw Superman again.
I did.
I don't know.
Anyways.
We got the hero, domes down, heroes come in, and
they're like, yep, they are dead.
Getting everybody and taking everybody away.
They basically walk up to everybody and like, yep, everybody is dead. Okay.
Except for Perry and his wife.
And Lois. Martian Manhunter looks really weird in that picture, though. Like, his head looks oddly shaped.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We'll wait till we get to the 2000s. He gets more of the alien look.
Oh, that's like, right. The
Conehead. Not Conehead.
Mars Attacks.
No. Okay.
That's what he sounds like when you don't have the translator on.
So, the interviewer, I can't even remember his name because it's not important. He leaves.
Elliot was her last name.
Elliot was her last name. He leaves and then...
Crane.
John Crane?
That's his last name, Crane.
Okay, cool. John Elliot, her husband, and then baby. Wait, no, Jonathan is the baby.
The baby.
And whatever.
She says his husband's name. Okay, look, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because it's Superman. We all know it. Okay. Everybody knew it.
So, but here's how everybody else finds out that didn't already know it is the baby's sitting there on the floor playing with coal from their fireplace.
Which, who lets a baby play with coal?
Most importantly, if they're so advanced, why are they still using coal for their fucking fireplace? And he squeezes one into a diamond.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen that one before.
Nope, never.
Because I'm pretty sure that's not how, Superman proposed to Lois. When he crushes it.
Depends which time. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways.
We'll find that out in a couple years. When we get to those comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we end this this issue.
Like we ended all of them on a cliffhanger.
Well, no, it's ending the, like...
And this is what happens next. And I hit the button. Damn it.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Superman story.